Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Sunday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
On this day, the first of days, God the Father's name we praise, who creation's Lord and Spring did the world from darkness bring. On this day, the eternal Son over death his triumph won. On this day the Spirit came with his gifts of living flame. Father, who didst fashion man, God-like in thy loving plan, fill us with that love divine, and conform our wills to thine. Word made flesh, all hail to thee. Thou from sin hast set us free, and with thee we die and rise unto God in sacrifice. Holy Spirit, you impart gifts of love to every heart. Give us light and grace, we pray. Fill our hearts this holy day. God the Blessed, Three in One, may thy holy will be done. In thy word our souls are free, and we rest this day.
Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia.
Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe.
Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia.
You stretch out the heavens like a tent. Above the rains you build your dwelling. You make the clouds your chariot and walk on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers and flashing fire your servants.
Lord our God, in
In splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia.
You founded the earth on its base to stand firm from age to age. You wrapped it with the ocean like a cloak. The water stood higher than the mountains.
Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia.
At your threat they took to flight. At the voice of your thunder they fled. They rose over the mountains and flowed down to the place which you had appointed. You set limits they might not pass, lest they return to cover the earth.
Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia.
You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow in between the hills. They give drink to all the beasts of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. On their banks dwell the birds of heaven. From the branches they sing their song.
Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia.
The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth and wine to give warmth to men's hearts. Alleluia.
The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth and wine to give warmth to men's hearts. Alleluia.
From your dwelling you water the hills. Earth drinks its fill of your gift. You make the grass grow for the cattle and the plants to serve man's needs, that he may bring forth bread from the earth and wine to cheer man's heart, oil to make him glad, and bread to strengthen man's heart.
The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth and wine to give warmth to men's hearts. Alleluia.
The trees of the Lord drink their fill, the cedars he planted on Lebanon. There the birds build their nests. On the treetop the stork has her home. The goats find a home on the mountains, and rabbits hide in the rocks.
The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth and wine to give warmth to men's hearts. Alleluia.
You made the moon to mark the months. The sun knows the time for its setting. When you spread the darkness, it is night, and all the beasts of the forest creep forth. The young lions roar for their prey and ask their food from God.
The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth, and wine to give warmth to men's hearts. Alleluia.
At the rising of the sun, they steal away and go to rest in their dens. Man goes forth to his work, to labor till evening falls.
The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth, and wine to give warmth to men's hearts. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord looked upon all he had made, and saw that it was very good. Alleluia.
The Lord looked upon all he had made, and saw that it was very good. Alleluia.
How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your riches.
The Lord looked upon all he had made, and saw that it was very good. Alleluia.
There is the sea vast and wide, with its moving swarms past counting, living things great and small. The ships are moving there, and the monsters you made to play with.
The Lord looked upon all he had made, and saw that it was very good. Alleluia.
All of these look to you, to give them their food in due season. You give it, they gather it up. You open your hand, they have their fill.
The Lord looked upon all he had made, and saw that it was very good. Alleluia.
You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take back your spirit, they die, returning to the dust from which they came. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth.
The Lord looked upon all he had made, and saw that it was very good. Alleluia.
May the glory of the Lord last forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. The mountains send forth smoke at his touch.
The Lord looked upon all he had made, and saw that it was very good. Alleluia.
I will sing to the Lord all my life, make music to my God while I live. May my thoughts be pleasing to him. I find my joy in the Lord. Let sinners vanish from the earth, and the wicked exist no more.
The Lord looked upon all he had made, and saw that it was very good. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, my soul.
The Lord looked upon all he had made and saw that it was very good. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Father, as you made springs in the valleys to form streams between mountains, so you made living streams of grace flow from the apostles, that their teaching may bring salvation to all nations. May we have a practical knowledge of their doctrine, be obedient to their commands, obtain remission of sins through their prayers, and finally receive the reward of eternal happiness.
The Lord looked upon all he had made and saw that it was very good. Alleluia.
Blessed are your eyes, for they see God's works,
and your ears, for they hear his word.
From the beginning of the Book of Wisdom. Love justice, you who judge the earth. Think of the Lord in goodness, and seek him in integrity of heart. Because he is found by those who test him not, and he manifests himself to those who do not disbelieve him. For perverse counsels separate a man from God, and his power, put to the proof, rebukes the foolhardy. Because into a soul that plots, evil wisdom enters not, nor dwells she in a body under debt of sin. For the Holy Spirit of discipline flees deceit and withdraws from senseless counsels, and when injustice occurs, it is rebuked. For wisdom is a kindly spirit, yet she acquits not the blasphemer of his guilty lips. Because God is the witness of his inmost self, and the sure observer of his heart, and the listener to his tongue. For the Spirit of the Lord fills the world, is all-embracing, and knows what man says. Therefore, no one who utters wicked things can go unnoticed, nor will chastising condemnations pass him by. For the devices of the wicked man shall be scrutinized, and the sound of his words shall reach the Lord, for the chastisement of his transgressions. Because a jealous ear hearkens to everything, and discordant grumblings are no secret. Therefore, guard against profitless grumblings, and from calumny withhold your tongues. For a stealthy utterance does not go unpunished, and a lying mouth slays the soul. Court not death by your erring way of life, nor draw to yourselves destruction by the works of your hands. Because God did not make death, nor does he rejoice in the destruction of the living. For he fashioned all things that they might have being, and the creatures of the world are wholesome, and there is not a destructive drug among them, nor any domain of the netherworld on earth, for justice is undying. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Happy is the one who finds wisdom. It is more precious than your most valued possessions.
Its ways are pleasant.
All its paths lead to peace. Wisdom that comes from God is utterly pure. It is also peaceable, gentle, full of kindness, and manifests itself in good works.
Its ways are pleasant.
All its paths lead to peace.
A reading from a letter to the Corinthians by St. Clement, Pope. Let us fix our gaze on the Father and Creator of the whole world, and let us hold on to His peace and blessing, His splendid and surpassing gifts. Let us contemplate Him in our thoughts, and with our mind's eye reflect upon the peaceful and restrained unfolding of His plan. Let us consider the care for which He provides for the whole of His creation. By His direction, the heavens are in motion, and they are subject to Him in peace. Day and night fulfill the course He has established without interfering with each other. The sun, the moon, and the choirs of stars revolve in harmony at His command in their appointed paths without deviation. By His will, the earth blossoms in the proper seasons and produces abundant food for men and animals and all the living things on it without reluctance and without any violation of what He has arranged. Yet unexplored regions of the abysses and the inexpressible realms of the deep are subject to His laws. The mass of the boundless sea, joined together by His ordinance in a single expanse, does not overflow its prescribed limits, but flows as He commanded it. For He said, "Thus far shall you come, and your waves will be halted here." The ocean, impassable for men and the worlds beyond it, are governed by the same edicts of the Lord. The seasons, spring, summer, autumn, and winter, follow one another in harmony. The quarters from which the winds blow function in due season without the least deviation. And the ever-flowing springs, created for our health as well as our enjoyment, unfailingly offer their breasts to sustain human life. The tiniest of living creatures meet together in harmony and peace. The great Creator and Lord of the universe commanded all these things to be established in peace and harmony, in His goodness to all, and in overflowing measure to us who seek refuge in His mercies, through our Lord Jesus Christ. To Him be glory and majesty forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, You rule the heavens and the earth. You created the seas. You are the King of the universe.
Hear the prayer of your servants.
Lord God of heaven and earth, have pity on the humiliation of our people.
Hear the prayer of your servants.
You, O God, we praise You. You, O the Lord, we acclaim You. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships You. To You, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of Your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise You. The noble fellowship of prophets praise You. The white-robed army of martyrs praise You. Throughout the world, the holy church church acclaims you, Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people. But with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy,
for we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope,
and we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, increase our faith, hope, and charity, and make us love what you command, so that we may merit what you promise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.